Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Time for an interview in the studio with us now. Beth Stark is here, the Lifestyle Initiative Manager and a registered dietitian at Wise Markets. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. And Catherine Long is here, Healthy Living Coordinator and a registered dietitian. Welcome back.
Morning.
No summer intern this time. Usually you have good followers and mentees around.
We do. We don't right now. Yeah.
We had an awesome class from Geisinger that worked with us all year long, yep. And that class has since graduated, and yep. Now we're waiting for the next one.
Wow, that's exciting. Well, so many young people coming up through the program, so there are folks who want to be registered dietitians.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, honestly, the demand kind of outweighs the supply in terms of internship programs and so forth, so we're very fortunate to have a great interest in our profession, and
it's
just growing and booming.
I just got the list of next year's Geisinger interns, and there's a male on there, which I like, because
it's a very
female dominated profession, so I like when I see guys getting in the field. Mm-hmm. So,
all right,
dietitians, as sometimes they call themselves.
Yeah,
he's a registered dietitian.
I love that.
Well, I've studied the information that you've passed on long enough, so that I'd probably be able to fill out the internship application for this. So, welcome aboard. Okay, so we're right in the middle of summer. We have done programs lately where we've talked about picnic safety, making sure your food's iced and covered, and so on, and not out too long, that sort of thing. So let's talk about outdoor activities, summertime, hydration, making sure that if you're working in this kind of sun, all of our temperatures this week and next week are in the 80s. So
yes.
Healthy hydration.
Yes, hydration is so important. I mean, all year round, but especially in the summertime when it's hot. And so according to Harvard, actually more than half of all children and adults are not getting enough water. And so even mild dehydration can cause you to be dizzy or tired, headaches. Other symptoms of dehydration would be, decreased energy, nausea, not being able to concentrate, and honestly just not feeling good, and you don't know why. This literally happened to me the other week. Like, I was out on the road. I went to a business to do a lunch and learn, and I drove back, and I didn't drink a lot of water, and I just really felt terrible and kind of nauseous. Hmm. And so I drank a lot of water, and
was it super warm?
It was just a couple weeks ago. So I drank a bunch of water, and within 1 hour, I felt great again. So, if you're just not sure why you're not feeling well or just feel a little off, drink some water. But really, we want to be staying hydrated so we can prevent that. Why would we not want to feel good if we can prevent that? By drinking some water. And really, I mean, literally every system in our body needs water. Our heart needs water, your muscles, your brain. It cushions our organs. It protects our joints. It regulates our body temperature and sweating. It even is involved with metabolism and transporting waste around our body. So it's so important.
All right, so that's healthy hydration. Or what's a good way to stay healthfully hydrated? What are some tips to do that?
Yeah, we kind of recommend, of course, drinking, water just consistently throughout the day. A good rule of thumb is to carry water with you just so that you're always reminded to be sipping on some kind of fluid. And really, most people consider, just water as the primary source of beverage, but you can do unsweetened types of drinks or seltzers or sparkling waters. We try to encourage no added sugars or lower sugar types of drinks just so you're not adding all that extra sugar and calories into your diet. But we do know that water can be a little bit boring. So we have some really great ideas in the Healthy Bites magazine to come up with, ways to infuse water, whether you use fresh herbs. So we have a really great kind of some suggestions in the magazine.
Digging into my little bag of tricks,
yes.
Down here.
So in the magazine, we also feature a watermelon agua fresca, which just means fresh water. So we've pureed up some watermelon. Catherine was up bright and early to make this for you this morning. So it's got fresh watermelon, coconut milk, a little bit of sugar, some lime juice, and then water. So it's just a great way to add some flavor. And you could omit the sugar or use something else if you preferred.
How much fat is in this?
There is, yes. It's very low fat. So it's just a great way to hydrate. If you have fresh watermelon around, this is a kind of a unique way use it.
It's like drinking watermelon.
Right. And watermelon is 92% water anyway. So even if you just eat it by itself, it's a great way to hydrate. And I think another recommendation besides just drinking enough fluid is to eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, which are very high in water. And they can help to help you meet that fluid need throughout the day as well.
Super good.
Yeah. And I love it because it's so bright pink. It's just
it's
a
so
fun
pretty.
Drink.
That's why I like it.
That would be a great mocktail. So if you're hosting something, some people don't want to drink alcohol, or maybe it's just too early in the day to drink an alcoholic beverage. So this could be a fun way to, you know, brighten up that beverage spread.
Especially
and
like a brunch. Like a
mocktail kind of
thing. Begs for frozen vodka.
Oh!
And
you
when it's
could
healthy,
add,
you could add
yes,
that in there.
Exactly.
Or some, you know, rum or whatever.
Honestly, it'd be fantastic.
Your
or a little bit
be.
Of gin. So how many calories? It does have a sweet taste to
it. Yeah, I mean, it's literally fresh fruit. I used coconut water instead of coconut milk because when I was at the store, I couldn't quite find the coconut milk quick enough. So let me see
here. You should shop at Wise's because they have a lot of
I just was lost around the store.
Yeah, you could honestly, you could modify too. If you preferred the coconut water, this is just like the clear, like, you know, the coconut water right from the coconut itself, or you could use like the thicker, more creamy coconut milk from the dairy department.
So a cup and a half has 95 calories, which is not bad. So you have about a cup there.
Well,
I mean, probably a half a cup, I'd say.
So, and watch out for that.
And so really, I wouldn't worry too much about it because granted, there's a little bit of added sugar in there, which you could leave out, but you could just use the watermelon and the unsweetened coconut milk and the lime
substitute.
Juice. Yeah.
Is that where the calories are coming from primarily? Is the sugar that's
and the watermelon. I mean, there's natural sugar in that watermelon.
But that's essentially a serving of fruit. So you're getting about a cup of watermelon in like the cup and a half's worth of the drink itself. Yeah. So it's
and one thing I really like to talk about when we talk about hydration is there was that old wives' tale that we need to drink eight ounce glasses of water every day. So really, when it comes to hydration, it's different for everybody. It depends on your age, your gender, your activity level. Certain medications can help, you know, have you retain water and you shouldn't drink too much. The environment, so it's really humid here. When you're traveling, you should drink more water. So the general recommendation would be about 9 cups of water for females and about 13 cups of water for men. So it's actually even a little bit more than that eight ounce glasses. It's great. I mean, that if you could make that like your minimum goal, that would be good. But sometimes we do need a little bit more.
All right. So this is in the Healthy Bites magazine. The
watermelon fresca.
Fresca.
Yeah.
Okay. And what if I was exerting myself outside? Like, let's suppose it's 90 degrees or the real feel is 90-something. That's the way it is. Work like a dog. This would be a good refresher?
Mm-hmm,
or would
definitely.
I want to stick with primarily water?
I mean, I think you'd probably want to drink more water than the watermelon beverage, but you could definitely, you know, kind of alternate that in if you just want a little bit of added flavor. And this would be a great alternative to with a little splash.
It takes me 1 minute to spill stuff.
You know, instead of like a sports beverage or something like that, you know, this would be a good alternative, you know, to something like that. So, you know, generally, if you're out and you're really exerting yourself, you do want to drink more. Generally, you don't have to add more fluid unless you're sweating a lot or maybe exercising or that kind of thing. You know, if you're just going through your day, you don't need to add more fluid. But in some of those instances,
I would note for athletes or for kids who are playing sports in the summertime, if it is really hot, like you said, above 90 and you're out there for more than an hour, you are losing, you know, some sodium and potassium through sweating. So a sports drink might be warranted then you really want to make sure you can get, you know, hydrated and get those electrolytes back up.
All right. We are talking to Beth Stark and Catherine Long, registered dietitians at Wise Market. Healthy hydration, our topic right at the moment. Okay, so this is a perfectly good alternative. Anything else in the Healthy Bites magazine or other topics that relate to healthy hydration that we want to scan over real quick?
Well, first, I mean, I think we kind of like just jumped right into the recipe and stuff, but this is our brand new edition of the magazine. It just hit stores last week, of course, at the beginning of July. So it's at healthybites.wisemarkets.com, and you'll find it in all of our stores. So yeah, in addition to the healthy hydration tips, we do have some of those different mocktail ideas and how to kind of, again, use fresh herbs or fresh fruit and some different additives to flavor up different beverages through the summer. But we have a really great focus on fresh berries, which are in season. July is blueberry month. So we have some great recipes using
and watermelon
blueberries
month.
And watermelon month too. So we're all about the summer produce, and there's a lot of great recipes using summer produce throughout the magazine, including another here that I'm seeing that would be great for hydration and fun for kids is a watermelon blueberry popsicle. So just again, using fresh pureed watermelon, some blueberries, a little bit of lemon juice, a touch of sugar, and then it's a fun way, again, to add some fruit into your child's diet and also keep them hydrated. And we also have a really great, you know, if you're looking for more plant-based ideas for summer grilling, you know, if you're doing more vegetables and so forth in your kind of eating routine, on our cover, we have a really beautiful grilled veggie taco recipe that could be great for a barbecue, or just if you're looking to add a kind of an alternative recipe to your menu that uses the grill, but it's really focused on vegetables and no meat.
All right, so does drinking plenty of water help you lose weight?
That's a common misconception.
So it's the answer is kind of a yes and a no. So if you are already thoroughly hydrated, probably drinking more water isn't going to help you lose weight. However, people who are chronically dehydrated, if they start drinking more water, it could help them. One, your metabolism does need to be hydrated to run efficiently. Two, if you're drinking more water, that can help you just kind of feel more full. So you might not be as hungry and, you know, reaching for a snack. Maybe you're just reaching for the water so you're not as hungry. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're going to allow you to elaborate on that too momentarily. Plus, can drinking water keep your skin young?
Oh,
I think
a lot
of women are
going
to drink 5 quarts a day. If I think that'll help.
Is water the new Botox?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are glad the registered dietitians from Wise Markets are back. If you have a question, feel free to email it to onthemark@wtkok.com, and we'll add that to the questions that we are discussing with Beth Stark right now and Catherine Long. We'll be back at 7:40 with the rest of our discussion.
News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
New Healthy Bites magazine is out. I go right to the kids page. It's on page 17. Beat the summer heat. An easy recipe transforms creamy yogurt, sweet summer berries, and crunchy granola into a cool treat that's perfect on a hot day. Is this frozen? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, berry granola, frozen yogurt bark. So it's a great recipe, definitely to enjoy in the next couple of days, but just uses some vanilla yogurt, a little bit of honey, fresh raspberries, chopped strawberries, and then some granola. So you kind of just freeze all of those ingredients and then break it up into pieces, and it's good to go.
Yum.
So it's a super good treat, for kiddos. Yeah. We had fun when we played around with this one office and tested it out.
I just kept eating it.
Yeah, it's very good and very refreshing.
Well, fabulous. All right. Needless to say, the wonderful registered dietitians from Wise Markets are back. Catherine Long and Elizabeth Stark, a lifestyle initiative manager. That's what Beth is. And Catherine Long is one of the healthy living coordinators at Wise Markets. We did talk about healthy hydration in our first segment. If you missed it, go back. We learned how to make this wonderful watermelon fresca. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And boy, it is just a super. I could drink a gallon of this.
You'd be very hydrated.
Yeah. Well, you'd be hydrated and refreshed, and you'd
That's
be
right.
very happy. So that was a wonderful help. But at the same time, right as we were ending that segment, we talked about myths, and you exploded the myth that drinking a ton of water will help you lose weight. Elaborate on that.
So that one's kind of a yes and a no. So if you're already properly hydrated, drinking more water probably is not going to make a difference. But if you are consistently dehydrated, drinking more water could help because your metabolism runs more efficiently when you're hydrated. Also, drinking more water can kind of help you take that edge off of hunger. And if you are replacing water with some kind of sugar-sweetened beverage, you know, then obviously you'd be consuming less calories. So that may help lead to some weight loss too. So it's kind of more complicated than just a yes or a no.
So just in and of 8 hours or 8 glasses a day, that's not
right. So that's really just kind of the minimum, basically, to stay hydrated. So it's about 9 cups of water for women and 13 cups for men over 18.
You mean like measuring cups?
Measuring cups, okay. Yeah. Not like glasses, like actual measuring cups of water.
And that's like total fluid, so not just limited to water. You know, that also does kind of include fluid from fruits and vegetables and, you know, foods like yogurt and other things that are kind of like a liquid that would serve to hydrate too. So don't be alarmed, Mark. You can do it.
Oh, good.
Just eat more watermelon, more blueberries, and all those great summer fruits and veggies that are around right now.
I'm trying to dehydrate, so everything's going just swimmingly, so to speak. Drinking water will keep your skin young. That is a myth?
Yeah, that's a myth. So drinking water really doesn't prevent wrinkles or other signs of aging. So skin aging is mostly related to your genetics, your exposure to the sun, and then other environmental factors like pollution. I mean, I think drinking water certainly isn't going to hurt you. You know, if you're more hydrated, your skin will, you know, not look as dry, things like that. But when it comes to the major factors that contribute to skin aging.
So don't throw out that night cream just yet.
Yeah, me.
Use that plus some sunscreen and drink some water.
Yeah. And actually, one thing, too, that I found out when I was researching about hydration, that the biggest contributing factor to developing kidney stones is chronic dehydration. So, and actually, physicians are reporting an increase in kidney stones in children. And it's still very rare, but they are reporting an increase in the past years, mostly because kids aren't drinking enough water and probably eating too much sodium in their diets. So just an interesting factor, you know, something, again, like something that can be easily prevented.
All right, one of our good listeners sends a note and says, drinking water makes you thirsty. Is that a myth?
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Well, that's kind of super old school. You see, the old guys wouldn't drink water during the day when they were working hard outdoors, saying, if you, once you start, it's going to make you want a ton more.
No, I haven't heard that one. I think, you know, if you are outdoors, you would want to drink more water again. Like,
well, they're all dead
before.
Now, anyway, so that didn't work out.
Well, we
so.
Can tell them. We can tell the next generation.
Right, yeah,
but no, I actually haven't heard that one before.
Okay, so that's that. Let's see, what else? Anything else about hydration? We're ready to kind of do a little pivot to the snacks that can really help you out. If you are exerting yourself, running, or just working outdoors or playing outdoors, you want snacks that will maybe even help hydrate, but certainly help give you plenty of energy.
That's right. So, yeah, we like to talk about snacks that kind of fuel you, that provide some nourishment, and that help to keep you satisfied. So a lot of times you've heard us talk about, you know, foods like nuts or, you know, whole grain crackers and hummus. Of course, fruits and vegetables. Yogurt's a great option. But in the magazine, we kind of put a fun twist on snacks and provided three different snack pairing ideas that's kind of in our new, or our regular five or less section. So we have some great veggie-based types of recipes that are fun for maybe just a mid-afternoon snack that's a little bit elevated, maybe for a little bit hungrier than normal. You want something that's just a little bit more satisfying. Or I think these could be great for like a fun, like outdoor, you know, like appetizer hour or something like that for entertaining too. So the one that I think looks so delicious is the blue cheese.
I was going to pick the same one.
Blue cheese date and stuffed, you know, apricots. So this uses a great like fresh seasonal fruit, and it's stuffed with, you know, very bold tasting blue cheese, some dates, honey, and then some almonds. So it's a really great combination of textures, of different flavors. Plus it looks so beautiful when you see
really
the picture in the magazine. So just thinking a little bit outside the box for snacks. And
what? I think fresh apricots, people don't generally eat a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're only available, you know, for a short time in the store. So
this would
definitely
be good
take advantage.
With like peaches or if you want to swap some things out. And the other one I think that's really fun is, you know, cucumber hummus cups. So this is, again, five ingredients or less. You use some sliced English cucumber, some carrots, any type of hummus you like. We've featured garlic hummus in the magazine, some tomatoes, and then crushed up pita chips. So again, it's a really great appetizer or just something that's a little bit more of a satisfying snack than maybe your run-of-the-mill everyday go-to snack.
This
like
one is
bar.
So cool because usually the pita chip is the vehicle to, you know, eat the dip. Whereas now it's like the crunchy topping and the cucumber is the vehicle.
And let's not forget the cucumber is, again, very high in water. So this is a great way to provide a little bit of hydration too. And it's just a fun twist on, you know, way to eat hummus, like Catherine said.
Yeah.
I think the zucchini veggie rolls look best.
Yeah, those look good too.
And that's a good one. I mean, there's a lot to do with zucchini, of course, besides zucchini bread and, you know, some of those other favorite ways. So this is just using thinly sliced zucchini, so sliced lengthwise. And it's stuffed with some soft cheese, again, some veggies, green onion, and then it's got this great, you know, little appearance. It's kind of like a one or two bite kind of, you know, appetizer or snack idea.
Yeah,
some great things in the new Healthy Bites magazine that's in all of our stores right now.
This is fun. It shows you how to make an American flag out of cheese.
That too.
Well, with blueberries and strawberries and watermelons.
This would have been great for last week, of course, for, you know, Labor Day or any other way that you want to have a patriotic type of recipe. But yeah, so pretty. let's see what else is in the magazine that we can...
A Bubba Burger, gluten-free Bubba Burger, what is that?
Well, we know more and more customers are looking for different ways to incorporate plant-based recipes and some different, like, easy to ready-to-cook options through the week. So we have a great grilled veggie and quinoa taco recipe on our cover. Again, a plant-based grilling concept. And then we also do, yeah, it's an ad for Bubba Burger, which you might know that brand that makes actual, like, beef burgers
frozen.
Mm-hmm. This is a vegetarian version, though, and okay. It's they are really good. I've actually tried the original flavor. The brown rice one, and it's very good.
All right, we are talking to the registered dietitians from Wise Markets. Let's kind of go all the way back around to where we started. If folks didn't hear it, just some very quick healthy hydration tips, and
yes.
Plus talk about this wonderful drink that I drunk and is gone, and it didn't have alcohol in it.
I swear we didn't put it in there. So it's over 50% of children and adults are not drinking enough water, and that really has a lot of consequences. So some symptoms of dehydration. So if you are feeling thirsty, if you're tired, you have no energy, you have a headache, you're maybe lightheaded, nauseous, just not feeling well, and you don't know why, those are all symptoms of dehydration. And there's so many reasons why our body needs water, so we need to be making sure we're drinking enough. So the old wives' tale is 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. So that could kind of be the minimum that you could strive for. Women need about 9 cups, and then, you know, 9 8-ounce cups. Men need about 13. And it's very important for kids, too. You know, younger children, maybe around 2 to 3 years old, need at least 4 cups of water. As they get closer to teenagers, they need about 12. And there's so many ways you can stay hydrated. You know, obviously plain water, you can do seltzer water, you can do infused water, you can eat your fruits and vegetables that have a lot of water in them. We made the watermelon agua fresca for you. So in a blender was 4 cups of fresh watermelon. I used 2 cups of coconut water, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 3 tablespoons of lime juice, blended that up. And then I did strain it, but I don't think you would really have to strain it. And then adding 2 cups of cold water to that. So it's just really fresh tasting, and a really good way to stay hydrated. So that recipe is in the Healthy Bites magazine.
Vodka. or gin.
Alcohol does dehydrate, though.
Alcohol
so you just
no.
Like, make sure you drink some water
that would
in
be
addition to
although I'm pretty sure
the
they
cocktails.
Have watermelon vodka. You could, you know, then it would just
Ooh.
Taste like watermelon.
Look at you coming up with those ideas.
We are well familiar with the vodka soaked
watermelon.
Popped
into my head.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Where does one procure a healthy bite?
Oh, Mark. You can always find them in the front entrance of all of our stores. You can, of course, always visit healthybites.wisemarkets.com to find our current edition that's brand new, and then also all of our archived editions. So if you, you know, kind of want to look back, you can find those there as well. And don't forget that you can always contact the Wise Dietitians at wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. So if you have questions or need some hydration ideas or just summer grilling tips or anything, that's what we're here for.
Catherine Long, Beth Stark, but thank you both so much for coming
in.
Registered dietitians from Wise Markets. All of their remarks momentarily going to be posted at WKOK.com on our podcast page.